From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, April 13th at 8:56, and we have Logan Kimmel on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me. Looking at the commodity markets today, we're mixed following weekend headlines again. We've got front month May corn up a penny and a half at 442 and a half. New crop December corn up a penny and a quarter, 473 and a half. Soybean markets down here on the May 4 at 1171 and three quarters, while new crop beans mostly unchanged here at 1157. We've got a stronger meal market here. Soybean meal on the July up a buck and a half at 330. The real activity here is in the wheat market. Chicago wheat July up 11 at 591 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat also higher today on the July, 13 and three quarters, higher at 618 and three quarters. Jumping to the energy markets, as previously mentioned, higher trade today in the WTI crude oil, about $5 higher at 101.80. With the financial markets a little softer here this morning. Really, the failed peace talks in Pakistan here over the weekend, Iran not willing to give up their nuclear department, has got the commodity markets active since last night with higher energy markets, higher grains on the open, and a sell-off in the financials. This was resulting in the U.S. starting a blockade in the Strait of Hormuz, signaling that this war is not ending, thus resulting in higher crude prices and lower financial markets. As we look at the grain and oilseed risk, I think this is going to cause more damage to fertilizer and energy supplies on a global level. So how does that result? Well, it looked like the fund positioning was risk on here in the grain and oilseed after 1 week of slightly trimming their long position on the COT report. I think what this alludes to is off headline news, spec funds will be willing to buy commodities as long as this war persists. So further escalation in the Middle East is going to provide volatility in the grain and oilseed markets. We'll also have to keep an eye on tensions with China and how this Strait of Hormuz situation evolves, and if that does affect their commodity purchasing from the United States. So looking forward, grains will continue to trade this headline risk and primarily follow the crude markets. We're seeing that today here in the wheat and also the soybean meal strength. Looking at the U.S. weather, it's a big talking point here. Looking forward, we had some weekend rains miss key hard red winter wheat, hard red wheat areas, especially in western Kansas. USDA will release another set of crop ratings here this afternoon, but really much of the Corn Belt got ample amount of rain here ahead of a key planting time frame in the next 2 weeks. So with that, I'll wrap up, and I appreciate you having me. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Logan. Have a great rest of your day. Coming up at 9 a.m., 1A starts on AM 580 and Classic Mornings with Vic DiGeronimo on FM 90.9. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we should see partly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and overnight, and a high of 82 degrees today. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.